Okay, call this meeting officially to order. We would like to welcome Stephanie Carl here, and she is going to do a little public meeting training for us tonight.
Thank you, and thank you for letting me join you tonight. Appreciate that. This training will happen every year. It's an annual state mandated annual training for the Open and Public Meetings Act. And because you are a public body that is supported financially by, at least in part, by city funds, you fall under the umbrella of the Open and Public Meetings Act. So, first of all, the idea behind the act, in kind of in a nutshell, is that as a public body, you take all of your actions, you deliberate in public, and you take all of your actions in public. So this meeting is actually open to the public. If someone walked in the front door and said, hey, I want to join your meeting, they are more than welcome to do so. And they're also more than welcome to take public comment, which really you probably should have a public comment time. If you have someone in here who is not on your agenda, you may want to ask them if they came for a specific reason and accept their comments. Okay. A meeting, you need to have a quorum before you can consider it a meeting. How many people do you have on your board right now? How many people are on your committee?
Sure.
You know, I don't need a specific number, but if you have a majority of the people on your board here, that's when they consider it at a quorum.
Half plus one.
Yeah,
so
half plus one.
We don't have a majority here.
Barry will be back in a minute. We don't have
a majority. We do not have a majority here yet.
So we don't have a quorum.
We don't even have a quorum then.
We can, and that being the case, we can meet.
We can't vote on anything.
You can't vote on anything, right.
Except to adjourn.
Except we hardly ever vote on anything, so it doesn't matter too much.
The one thing that you should be doing today is you should be approving your minutes from the last meeting. And we'll talk about that in just a minute. So your meeting has to have a quorum. If you don't have a quorum here, then we're really not. You can meet.
We have,
like, so you're not making a decision.
30 committee members on this. We have never had everybody here all at the same time.
Okay.
What do we average? I would say 15 to 20, maybe?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think we usually have.
So you typically have a quorum then? All right.
Just not today.
All right. So when you're in a meeting, like I say, you need to have a quorum. It doesn't include, like, if you happen to run into each other at the grocery store, even if there's 10 of you at the grocery store. That is not a meeting, okay? It doesn't include, sending emails does not make it immediate a meeting either. So emails that you send back and forth, not a meeting. Okay. I don't think you will ever have a reason to have a closed meeting with this body, so I'm going to skip that whole section. I don't think that's going to be necessary for you. If by any chance there is some random reason which I can't even think of, let's talk before you do that meeting. Okay. I don't think you even have public hearings in this body, so I can skip that section too, which is really nice. But the difference is being you can take public comment, but that's not necessarily a public hearing. A public hearing needs to be noticed, but you will have a public hearing. So this body will probably never have that. But you can take public comment. Okay, agendas and noticing. This is kind of the crux of what this body needs to know about. Agendas need to be prepared in advance of the meeting with everything on it that you're going to discuss or anything that you're going to act upon. So Robin usually prepares that agenda, and then I take care of all the posting. It needs to be posted out in the lobby. You'll see that it's out in the lobby. It gets posted on our city's website, so everyone knows that they're welcome to come to this meeting. And then it also gets posted on the public notice website, which is Utah State website. So once the agenda is posted, then you go ahead and you have your meeting. During the meeting, of course, we always do a recording of the meeting. I will just say, if there's ever a chance or ever a time when you do not, for whatever reason, have this recorder, you all have phones. One of you can simply pull up your phone and record the meeting and then just send it to me afterwards. Donna is doing a great job taking notes, and then she prepares some minutes, which go back to Robin. Once those minutes are prepared, they go to Robin. And then those need to be dispersed to you prior to your next meeting, which is when you will approve those meeting minutes. So what will happen, you take them, you have the meeting, you take the minutes, you prepare the minutes, those get pushed out to the board prior to your next meeting so that at your next meeting you can approve those minutes. I love them. Once those minutes have been approved in that meeting, then they need to be sent back to me. I have 3 business days after the meeting to get those posted, once again, on the public notice website and on the city's website. And that's the same thing with the audio. I have 3 business days after the meeting to get that posted as well. So really, your meeting is very, very open to the public. Even those who cannot attend the meeting can always listen afterwards and see what happened, what took place in that meeting. I think I have talked about everything that is really crucial to you. The biggest thing that we have to deal with in this body is the minutes, and then approving the minutes and getting those minutes posted again. And of course the audio. That's a big deal to get those things so that you're in compliance with this Open and Public Meetings Act. Do you have any questions as this relates to this?
What's your email?
This body.
Yes.
We'll
do that.
My email is scottle@highlandcity.org. So it looks like Scottle.
It looks like Scott Ellie.
Scott Ellie, that's right. And a lot of people call me Scott when they learn who they're emailing. So Scott Ellie.
Well, what makes it confusing is Scott Smith. Email is Scott.
Yeah.
Instead of S. Smith,
mm-hmm.
Which really, you're right next to each other.
It's really confusing. Any other questions about Open and Public Meetings Act?
So I've got a question.
Yeah.
The end of last season, we had a barbecue in our backyard.
Mm-hmm.
Little band, everybody was invited off, you know, from the committee. Does that count as a quorum if there were a lot of us meeting there?
I would consider that a social gathering.
Okay.
You can be a quorum, you just can't talk.
where
if it's a party, a Halloween party, etc., it's a party.
That's right. I would consider that a party and a social gathering, and I would not worry about that.
Okay.
What's that question? Any other questions, comments, concerns? Okay. That concludes my training. Thank you for letting me be here. Okay. Enjoy the rest of your meeting. I'm going to run off to my next thing I need to do tonight. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You.
Okay.
That's fun, isn't it? Okay, let's go around the room. One or two of you won't know who it is. It's time for you to meet everybody. My name is Robin. I'm the committee chair. You want to go this way?
Sure.
I picked a bad time. Let's go the other way, Ryder.
I'm Ryder Zummel. I am mayor of Highland Junior City Council.
Suzanne has the baby celebration. Claudia Sudweek's historical society.
And chairman.
And
chairwoman.
Chair, yes.
The historical society.
I have no idea.
It was last story, right?
I'm Ron Campbell. I'm Kelly Campbell's chauffeur. And I serve on the city council.
And I'm Kelly Campbell, and I am over entertainment.
And I'm Doug Courtney. I'm running for it.
I'm Shana Larson. I'm head of the arts council.
I'm Donna Curtin. I'm the library director, and we do the children's party.
Jerry Weiss, back here tours.
Thanks, everybody. Last time we were here, one of your tasks was to take your page out of here and update any information for it. Did anybody get that done? Yay! Did you bring it with you? You know it.
I do know it.
Okay. Anybody else?
I have it too.
It's just the little book, the little blurbs that are in these books have been used for 10+ years, and I thought it'd be nice if we updated them just a little bit. So if you don't have your last year's page, feel free to just rip out the page that corresponds to yours.
Thank you.
Clear one of those. Okay, so let's belay this just a little bit and bring those with you next week, unless you've got an alternate issue.
So tell us, Doug and I left early last time, last meeting, and so we didn't fully get the assignment.
So on each of your pages that are in here, you know, for Doug that means the parade or, you know, the stage entertainment. Just kind of rip it out of here and take that home and update it. Now, of course, the pictures will get changed, but, you know, and everything will update it that way. So if there's any change of information in the verbiage, could you please update that?
Okay.
I should be able to just kind of
put in the passage of all the things that
and you want us to
email it to you. You can either each send it to me at work in an email or just bring it here next week. Either one works just
fine. There's no council.
You mean next meeting?
Yes,
next
meeting.
Third Wednesday of the month, 6:30 to 8:00. It's just easier to go at the same time each time. Donna, have you guys picked a theme yet?
Not for our party yet.
We're doing the
game. We've got our big stay till Water Saturday and can't think of anything else until that's open. And then we'll be able to do it.
So we have three girls from the youth council on the team. Do you still need them?
Yes.
Do you want to go to the strong Monica?
Which day is it?
Saturday.
This Saturday?
Yeah, this Saturday. Actually, with the three that you've already recruited, we probably have enough.
Okay.
Unless you want to do it, but.
I am losing for a couple of weeks.
Donna, if you need it, I think I've got a king's crown at home and two satin and gold capes if you need something for that.
I think we are set for our costume and things for the offer.
Donna, did you get the speakers?
I did. I picked them up today.
Okay. Oh, good.
Okay. Okay, item number four, discussion on how to incorporate the theme into our events. If we just go around the circle, we'll make a few notes. If anybody's got some suggestions, how we can fit that in there. Okay, so, Ryder, you get to start.
Perfect. Okay, so, my youth council and I will be taking part in the kickoff event. And what I was thinking to incorporate our local heroes was to try and get the firemen and the police department, maybe waste management, and maybe encourage some veterans to come and play games with the rest of the community. And I thought this would be kind of a good idea because usually we see as civilians a public disconnect towards our public servants. And so I think it'll not only help like connect the two, but it should also be fun for everyone. And so I was thinking we could incorporate food trucks, we could use the pickleball courts that are very well made over there, and overall I think it would be a great time.
And the parks employees that take care of our parks, they're certainly heroes. It's wonderful.
Especially in the winter when they tackle that snow.
Oh my heavens, it's just hard to fathom.
Much appreciated. Okay.
So let me restate, the youth council is taking over the kickoff event, or they're just helping with it?
They are going to run the kickoff event.
Good job.
Story.
I can help you with whatever you need. You guys can have
Mr. Curtis,
and it will be at the Mountain Ridge Park.
The new one, right?
Yes.
Robin was talking it up, so I was like, maybe, you know.
Well, we've got 10 outlets out there that we could use for the food trucks, which is kind of nice. And if they're low amp, 5 of those can actually then take 2,
mm-hmm.
which would be nice. So we'll have all 3 pavilions. Fingers crossed there's some money and we'll get the stage done. That would be awesome.
Don't think it'll be done by...
I know. It's a good
well, they said possibly that just the manch part. But it'll take a while to raise the funds to build the... Yeah, the roof and the...
Mountain Ridge Park is a temporary name. hopefully we'll get a name. It's not a big donor. It'll be named after the donor. If not, my vote is for the Highland City Family Park because it's the one park. It's not just a neighborhood park. It's really a family park for all of Highland. It's a landmark. It's beautiful. We love all of our parks, but that one's special. Special needs included in that special. So anyway, it's a family park, but hopefully we'll get a donor and it will be named Wise Family Park.
No, I am so sorry.
She will agree to it too.
Yeah, the Wise Family Park. The what? It's a Wise Family.
How
Park.
Much are we doing?
When limited to your cat.
If you don't maintain your network from support, then it wouldn't be enough. Okay.
That was recorded, by the way.
Okay, Suzanne. So we're going to go with pint sized heroes save the day.
Oh, they're
huge! And it's not just superheroes, it's. What did I say?
They could be policemen and firemen.
Rescuer, caretakers, athletes, and supers. Oh, I love that. So they can dress them up in all of those. Because firemen, the baby fireman would be awful cute.
Yes.
Or the nurse, or doctor. So are you going to put them in the parade again this year?
If they will.
Yeah, we always invite them and we get one or two. So. Oh my gosh. Join us as we celebrate the smallest among us who will save the day someday. This is cute.
Future leaders.
Well done. I like that. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we got that one. Traditionally, Charlie has opened up the museum's downstairs floor. Hello, look, and there he is.
Yeah.
You can say I'm taking my retirement seriously.
Hi. You got me in trouble here.
So, Charlie, can you let us know what you've traditionally done as far as opening up the historical museum for the Flint?
We just opened the museum after the parade. And we close at about 3:30 in the afternoon because nobody comes after that.
How much of a problem have we had getting people across the street there? So, from where the antique tractors are across the road, you know, by the DUP Museum, is it packed? How do we need to figure out how to get people over to the museum?
I don't know. We don't seem to have. I don't know if we have enough signage or something. People usually come out of the cabin, and there's a sign there that says museum's across the street, but I don't know what else we can do.
We had good attendance last year, though.
Yeah. We had the time with the bookshelf work well.
Yeah, the bookshelf supported.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, the bookshelf
supported them, and they had a much better turnout that week.
And I thought we had, didn't we put one of those big A-frame signs in front of?
Yeah. I don't think We talked about that before, about maybe having some kind of a flagman or something to help people across, but I don't think it's necessary.
It's not that bad? Well, because you should walk up to the crosswalk.
Yeah.
There's so much traffic, it doesn't seem like we would need
someone. Yeah, there's not that. Well, we get quite a bit coming to the book sale and to the art show, but they seem to be okay. If people are careful, they look. And I didn't see there was a problem at all, ever.
Okay. Thanks. Doug, we'll come right back to you. Would you do me a favor and close
it? Won't
play along.
Sorry. He's sitting strategically right there, so he's walking. Sorry. Okay. So if we work on signage for you, one of our tasks, if I haven't already heard from you, the portion that's in this book, would you take a look through it, see if there's anything to work together, if there's anything you'd like to change in it, okay?
Okay. Sure.
And I got there just a little too late last night to see you for dinner, so congratulations. Okay. And our council member representative, I almost feel like we should come up with a special title for you.
Yes.
Boss of everything.
of nothing. I'm here to serve. That's
Campbell.
It.
It works.
What works?
King Campbell. Just want you to know that we appreciate having you here and coming to the meetings.
I appreciate being here.
Thanks.
I'm really a fan of the Flink, and I want it to be successful, and anything that Doug and I can do to support it, I know we're going to have both of our support.
Thank you. That porta potty is coming.
That's usually money.
Okay, Kelly, where do we stand?
So we're in pretty good shape. I just heard back from the agent for Celebrating Queen. He's been unavailable because he had a family with Alzheimer's that he's been taking care of. But we're all solidified. We're ready to go for our three-man Freddy show for the opening band. I mean, for the headliner band. And then we have the Beck Brothers hammered out for the opening band. So we're in good
shape. They're awesome.
We're in really good shape.
Say that second name again.
I'm sorry. So the Celebrating Queen, the Queen tribute band that we're having for the headliner, is called Freddie. Like Freddie Mercury.
Okay. And then what was the other one?
And the other one is Beck Brothers.
Beck?
B-E-C-K. Beck Brothers.
They're local?
So I'm super excited about that. Thanks for giving me a heads up on that.
Yes, you did. I am. Now, what are we doing for the... Hello, come on in, Roy.
Hi.
Hi, Roy. What are you doing?
Look like
a fan
out
there.
It's light yellow.
Oh, the yellow.
You missed it, right? You've already eaten.
Yeah.
Shauna mentioned to me that she likes the loon Kit Kat, so I went after these for her.
Oh, that's so good, because I can't stop them.
Lemon.
Macy's.
Lemon.
They're yummy.
I know.
Okay. So
you started asking questions.
Okay, so questions. When we do hotel rooms for them, so do we also have to pick them up from the airport?
Yeah, I'll do that.
Okay, you got that?
I'm going to try to get a couple of people on my committee because I need someone kind of backing up the stage and watching things and making sure that people are getting on and off. But, yeah, I'll
do you have a green room set up?
Pick them up. No, I don't, and I'll talk.
Can't we just use the tractors? I'm kidding.
The green room has to have all the food.
Air conditioning.
It's a
big
deal.
And neither one of the bands specified things that they have to have. Like
they
usually they say
which types of alcohol
beer that they want, that kind of thing. So neither one of them did. I imagine the one we don't need to worry about. But we need to have a craft table. And you know, I can worry about that. Maybe I can have one of my, if I can get a board together, I can get somebody to help me with that. We need an RV so that the band has a place to come and stay cool before they go on. And I would like to, I'm hoping that we can share that with the opener band and the headliner band. I'm hoping we can get an RV big enough that they can all kind of sit around in there.
Yeah, on the stage or so.
Pardon me?
When's the band on the stage or parade?
It'd be the 6 o'clock and the 8 o'clock.
For the performing.
So what we'll probably do is while one band, and I'll go get the other band. And so they won't need
two bands.
Uh-huh. I'm just thinking, normally my first thought is we would put an RV over in the church parking lot. But in this case, maybe in the parking lot down by the pavilion.
At the school? Oh, down by the pavilion. Yeah, as long as we have, we'll probably need a reserved parking space just so that we can take people in and out, because I'll need to also take the band home after the...
So we're doing a hotel room for them the night before and the night after.
And the night after.
Where are they coming from?
They're coming from Vegas.
Oh, Vegas.
A band?
Yeah, they're paying their own airfare for it.
Right, correct. But we're paying for the rooms. But they only need 2 rooms. Originally they said they needed 3.
What night they doing this?
They're doing it the last night, on the 3rd, Saturday the 3rd.
That's the night of the fireworks?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. So they're before the fireworks.
There's a big band.
So I'm hoping, and so I'll reach out to, you know, hopefully there's somebody maybe that owns an RV lot or something here in Highland. Maybe we can put it in the...
That's a good idea.
You know, in the Highland newsletter, and we'll just ask... And then we'll give them free advertising for letting us use the RV. We'll probably have to clean it before we take it back, but then we have them bring it. They can put their advertising on.
The band
will
be bigger than the RV one.
There's only 3 people in the parade. And there's 5 people in the back.
And so they're coming down there, they're plus transportation of their instruments, correct?
So we do need to provide. They sent the back line today, so there are some things that we need to provide, like the keyboard. But they're bringing their guitars, and I don't think they're going to use a drum kit. I think they're
really?
Going. I think they're going. I think they've got it on an audio loop that they'll.
Can I make a suggestion?
Sure.
Why don't you contact, there's that music store that's just off of the freeway, and I know they sell keyboards in there. I wonder if they'd let us rent one, or if we let them, that be an exchange for a sponsorship?
Yeah, that's what I was
thinking.
That's what I was thinking. I thought what I would do is, I have a friend that owns a music store, and I was going to check with him to see if he'd be willing to lend us the... You know, a keyboard. He could come out, set it up. We'll probably have to pay for a banner or something, you know, to advertise. But I mean, maybe they'll do their own.
Will you make me a list of all of these different
things?
We'll just start ticking them off.
Absolutely. I was planning on handling these things.
Oh, thank you. We can put. We will have one of our sponsors. Will be a sponsor for the stage, but we will be able to. Put a banner up, you know, kind of in between sets or something. Between, we could put a banner up on the backstage.
Well, I was thinking on the piano. Just, you know, it's going to be sitting there and we could put it on the back of the piano. I don't think it needs to go over the top.
I'm finalized with sound system guys today. We are going to go.
Oh, you went ahead and did that. I talked to a guy today.
What
about sound system, and he's going to get back
to you. Tell him the price, but we got to kill him.
I have a quote. You probably have a better deal than I do. But it's someone who has an outdoor stage with sound system and everything. I didn't realize you were going to do that. I'm sorry.
I thought we talked about it, so I thought.
I apologize. Maybe we did.
We pay $1,000 to rent Lehigh's stage.
I know we were worried about it popping up again. Like
they promised me they'd give me a tuna. and the promise to not let anybody touch it. It's going to be okay. But sound system guys are really good. We used them last year.
So tell me what the quote was for them.
$3,000.
That is good.
Mm-hmm.
So with the back line from the 2 bands, I know that we'll need 4 microphones. we'll need a keyboard. I'll send you the list for the back line.
I would be happy to trade sponsorship for a musical building that, you know, we can make a switch and whatever.
I'll see what I can do. I'll talk to the guy. Like I said, I've got a message into him. He said he would. He shot me an email and said he'd get back to me on a price. So we're going to talk tomorrow. You're talking about for the outdoor sound system?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't remember if I told you this, but I reached out to the guy who has the electronic video board, and he said
you did tell me.
Okay.
He doesn't know.
Yeah, he doesn't want to risk the rain and stuff like that.
Do we have an MC yet, or do we want to reach out to the guy we had last year?
I was kind of waiting until I had the sound system hammered out before
we
decided on that, because I didn't know the original guy that I talked to could do that. But I know you said you had someone that could do it.
He's a neighbor of Stephanie, who was in here. He kind of does that for a living, going out and doing different things.
And he said he was
seminary teacher on the side.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. I know you said he was great, so.
He was really good.
So I know
he was getting everybody on and off and moving them around.
That's amazing.
Great.
Yeah. So I know we've got some things that are kind of up in the air, because I've been really concentrating on getting those two bands hammered out. So now that that's taken care of, I think we're in good shape. And then we'll move forward.
I just had a great time sending you all these apps. They send me emails.
I do have a large collection of emails. That is true.
I'm amazed at how many dog apps there are around the
country. And the Shark Tank.
And the Shark Tanks.
Yeah.
What could possibly be wrong with that?
Petting Zoo Shark. No, I'm just
kidding. Bobby, have you made that MC guy?
I have not. I said
okay.
I could. But he really did a good job last year.
Okay. And he, forgive me for asking this again, but did you say that he also did the sound system? Or
he
was
not
different
the sound system.
Okay.
Mammoth Sound is the name of the company.
Okay. Okay.
They were the ones actually last year that caught the tiles flipping up on the stage, because they
That's
had
what
it
you said. That's so crazy.
Thank goodness.
Okay, a couple of things. So I need to reach out to RV. I'll work on the quote for the sound and the stage, and then we can collaborate and decide what we're going to do with that. And I'll send you a list of backlines so that whoever we decide on for sound, we get that taken care of. I would like to do a full page ad, just kind of a, and I'll design it, a poster for the newsletter that goes out with the bills, that you know what I'm talking about.
Absolutely.
The utility bills. I would like to do a full page poster that we do at least 3 months ahead of time, just advertising the two bands.
Okay.
That's for them to know that we're...
To kind of advertise, just to get families out and stuff like that.
What if we make a couple of extra posters and see if we can get some local businesses to post them too? You know, maybe there's one in Macy's, or, you know, get one of the grocery stores.
That would be great. I was just thinking of an 8.5 by 11 poster. And
all the stores would let you do that.
Okay. But if we want to go bigger, I mean, I'm a designer. I know how to rescale a poster. So we could do bigger posters if we wanted to.
Go bigger than home. Let's do it.
So, do we have a printer that we use for that kind of thing? And what is our budget for printing?
Canyon Copy has moved. We'll have to.
They moved.
Did they?
They're gone
now.
I did their logo years ago.
UPS printing.
Oh.
Well, I have a printer. I mean, because I've worked with printers for 30 years, so I can get anything printed. I just wonder about budget. If there's somebody who wants to donate it, great. If not, then I would need to
have an exchange instead of cash for product to do sponsorships from.
I'll see what I can do.
Okay. And if not, we'll do the budget thing.
Okay.
We've got a plotter here. that will do, I think it's 4.5 feet across, but it's just a print on paper thing.
Is it lots of finish or anything? So it's probably a dot.
It's a dot.
Dot matrix. So it probably would, if it got wet, it would smear.
No, we'd have to cover it.
Yeah, so we'd have to laminate. Okay.
All right. Okay, I think that's all I had. Thank you. Yep. Okay, Doug, there should be at least 20, if not 25 vests in there. Is that enough for you for the parade?
Probably, yeah.
Do you need us to look for more?
Okay. First thing on my list is that we would like to start an hour earlier. And start the parade at 9 instead of at 10.
Yes, please. That is the number one comment.
That is a good
idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's just go make a fight.
Why is that too hot?
Well, and that's great because that gets people, that gets our stage going an hour early so that we can have more.
Not the day.
That was one of the top requests we got from
Yeah, it was so hot. It was
Carcass
so hot.
Last year.
So yours are 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock
instead
of 10.
That's a great idea.
Love it.
Fantastic.
So that probably gets us finished at roughly 11 instead of roughly 9.
Okay.
10 is an odd hour because people start projects in the mornings, you know, and get started, and it's after 10.
No, they're not allowed to do projects on the
Right.
Yes.
Totally seems like they should be doing the
Which starts
pumping
out as soon as the parade's over.
Okay. So, Doug, are you going to do Stride for registration?
That's my plan.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so we'll just go ahead and run with them again.
Okay.
Did you really need to email out to everybody who participated last year? And give them a heads up and let them know that, okay, registration is open. And I expect to, my plan is to open registration April 1st. Which is, I think, the same we did last year.
Do you want to work directly with Stride on
that?
Yeah,
I can do that.
Okay, or if not, I will for you.
No, that's all right.
Do we have a registration for that open on our website last year, on the free website?
Well, I think we had a link out to the Stride registration.
Okay, I will make sure that gets updated.
Anyone have a pen? Mine's dying.
Sure. Unless you want a purple one.
No, it's fine.
You know all those pens when the kids finally start moving out of the house, and you don't yet, but you're left with things like this, like purple pens.
Jokins everywhere.
Jokins everywhere.
And metallics.
Okay.
So you said you're going to open online registration April 1st?
Yes.
Okay.
Lovely. So Fire Chief hooked me up with his buddy for your porta potty by the parade start. It's called Fire in the Hole.
They're actually in the water.
Yeah, we'll have a hand wash station in also, and you want it by the telephone pole by the junior high? I mean, by the elementary?
On the back side there? Yeah.
Okay, will you get me, like, just draw a little diagram so that I can just take a picture of it and send it to the guy? Thank you.
Went one down the subdivision street. Went one down the subdivision street too.
I think actually if we get one right there, just kind of at the exit of the cemetery, basically. Then that puts it basically in the middle of the area for staging. And staging is my primary concern there. When we have somebody who, you know, you have a bunch of kids, you have somebody who gets there an hour and a half, 2 hours early to set up and get in place, and then we don't have any place for them to go to the bathroom if they need to. So.
I sent you, did you ever get a chance to watch that government parade when you finished?
I did.
Yeah. Anything helpful at all?
Yeah, there are a couple of interesting things in there that maybe. Let me drop you a note, and maybe you and I can get together and talk through some details about that.
Is Anderson's mortuary amenable to having us in there again?
I have not checked with them, but I will. And I expect that they will be.
I'm just very grateful that you do that.
That's nice. So they allow us to use their parking lot. And actually, last year, we went and asked because we had a couple of folks who needed to use the restroom, and they actually opened up the building.
Oh, that's nice.
For us also.
That's very nice. As long as
well, hopefully, we don't have a funeral that day. Could be a little disruptive.
I guess you can't plan that, right? Would you kind of a in kind return for all they've done for us and letting us do that? If we put them, like we do for Shauna's, Friends of the Flame, if they will please send me the logo, I will include it in the next spot.
Okay. That's great.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Yes, we would very much like to recognize them appropriately, because it would be much harder to pull off staging. You without the use of their parking lot.
Oh, yes. Well, because we can't go up on SR82, so we're really locked in now.
Yep.
Okay, anything else?
No, with regard to tying in the theme, a couple of ideas that we have bouncing around. One is an entry that has the American flag, you know, the 4x6-inch.
Uh-huh.
Flags to hand out along the way to anybody who's a veteran.
Mm-hmm. We talked to Chuck Boyack, Kitty Corner from us, so he's heavily involved in the veteran stuff around here. Apparently, he has a float or a wagon that they thought they could maybe put a lot of the veterans on and drive them through the parade.
Perfect. Some new room.
Have you got checks? Can you look at checks and bring them up? I'm sure you'll find it.
Also, reaching out to the PTAs for schools that are located in Highland, asking them if they would like to have an entry in the parade for their own Highland Hero.
Chuck's number. Chuck's number is 916-425-8194. And let me give you his. He has a second one.
San Francisco.
Sacramento or San Diego.
Yeah, they just live down there. Chuck, Chuck,
Boyack.
Back second phone, this is Debbie, his wife, who takes care of everything for those two. She's at 801-636-2746. And he's going to come in as a liaison with us, with the veterans, for a little have an eye for the flags and do some patriotic stuff. Okay.
Last year, the city council wrote on one of the fire trucks.
And I have that arranged again this year in the cherry picker part of it, unless they find a car. Mayor mentioned he knew somebody with a lot of really cool cars. Can't remember the name.
The guy here.
Like a Miles. If Lane Downs doesn't have a car for a car show, nobody does. I mean, he's got like 60 or 70 of them.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not here tonight, but he's going to be in charge of our car show. So we will. Okay. Doug, anything else?
Nope, I don't have anything else.
Shauna?
Well, I think the art show's under control. I think we'll do, we will give an award for the best theme, picture, whatever somebody comes up with. I was trying to think of something like that one year we did all the historic houses of Highland. We had different artists paint all of them and display them, and then we sold them as a fundraiser at the end.
How did that go?
It went really well. I've still got a couple left, but we sold most of them. Gave one to Charlie, I think.
Yep.
So if anybody has any ideas, what we could have a little contest of some kind. Paint the best, I don't know. Paint hometown hero or whatever.
I actually like that.
Paint history?
No, have it as a theme, whatever our theme is.
Yeah.
And see what they can come up with and interpret it as.
As their interpretation.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, and then we'll give an award for that category. Besides, you know, we do the Mayor's Award and the Art Council Award. I don't know. We do a lot of awards. And one thing that I did do a couple of years ago was I made sure that all the kids got a ribbon of some kind, because one year I had a little girl that left in tears because she didn't get a ribbon. And so I thought, boy, that's not going to ever happen again. So we make sure that every child that enters gets something. So that's good.
I like that.
Yeah. Yeah, and Painted Daisy usually donates some little gifts for the kids for me.
Is Painted Daisy, did they move out or didn't they?
They moved to
another
location.
They did.
But they're still in town?
They're still in the same town.
So we'll
or are they just around the corner in the same, by Macy's?
Yes,
okay.
They just moved location.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, she usually wraps up some little gifts that I can give all the kids too as they leave. So,
will you? They haven't changed their logo. We should be okay if you just get that signed up for sponsorship letter. Yeah.
For Painted Daisy, yeah.
Okay. Anything else?
And Macy's also, or not Macy's, Myers. He always gives me gift basket, and he gives me candy for the judges.
We didn't have him listed on Friends
of
Highland.
I know, he should be. Yeah.
Donnie,
he's always really generous.
Thanks. Okay, we will get them out.
And then whoever you get the basket from, you get
I'll
it
just go
Peters.
To Peters.
Yeah. And that's for the harp player.
And she's Thursday night?
Yeah, Thursday night's the artist reception. That's when all the artists and their families come. We usually have over 300 people in there that night.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, that's my favorite night. We serve donuts, and the kids come, and well, everybody comes and sees if they want a ribbon or whatever.
Do you still need help on the Monday and Tuesday helping the three youth council people? Would you make that in your notes?
Monday
and Tuesday? We'll probably
just only need maybe two, maybe three.
Perfect.
The most.
Those big metal rack things they hang the pictures on.
No, that's not what
we use.
Well,
that's not what you're hanging
for?
Good.
We use them as runners to run as people drop off their art. They run it upstairs for the people that are hanging the art. So then they can hang it as we go, and we're not there quite so late.
Nice.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Yeah. I think that's all. If anybody has any ideas of something we could do with the theme too, we'll be good. We're going to also have an art sale. This year we're doing mini paintings. So they'll all be small, so they'll be affordable for people to buy, and it will be a fundraiser for the Arts Council.
Okay, Roy. Good news and bad news. They estimated how much cement it would take, and they appreciated you doing the drawing. Unfortunately, we're not going to have enough budget to redo the horseshoe pit this year.
Mm-hmm.
But it did give us a good idea of how much it would take. And I don't know if you know this, but Roy's an international horseshoe champion.
Oh, wow.
not just local, but like big time.
Big time, yeah. Wow.
So we'll be back at the same Bueller, place.
Right?
Hmm?
Bueller is your last name.
Yeah. Oh. Well, I know that name.
I've reached out to Texas Roadhouse, and they will be more than happy to bring in treats and free steak dinners for prizes for winners. And I'll be okay with that. So.
I have one problem with that. I'll be at the World Horseshoe Tournament up in Seattle. And then.
Do we need to change?
And I'm
going to
come back. And may come back if I don't have to play in the championship.
You're
and may have somebody
else.
Have somebody else cover me here. But
okay, so are you gone that whole week?
It starts on the 29th of July. I'll be gone.
Through the whole thing, including the Saturday?
No, I'll come home Thursday. So I want to do the horseshoe tournament on Friday.
We could do that. Do you want to do that? That's
do.
Well,
I usually do it Wednesday night. But
we've already got you on Friday. He came in and we talked about this a while ago.
Yeah, good. You being there is like the number one objective.
Oh, last year he taught the mayor and I how to throw horseshoes. I got my first ringer of my whole life. That's really cool. That was good.
I would like to invite my club to come and play a tournament there.
Mm-hmm. I would like that. That would be really great.
I wouldn't be able to do it because they're all up there.
Oh,
yeah. Be up there.
Yeah.
When are you?
I could probably do it the week before or the week after. But not even the week after. It'd be it's actually 2 weeks up there in the top class are playing first this year. Usually it's the opposite. So that's why I'm gone that week, and then.
Well, good luck.
So I don't know how it's going to work out. And also, when you put my name in the booklet, it should be just Buhler.
It was spelled wrong in there last year.
Yeah, it still is. It has the E in it. Bue.
But it should
for
be
me and Ray. We just.
Should be Buhler.
Yeah,
Buhler.
He's trying to tell you rather it's been wrong the whole year.
I wondered.
No, because they just copied that page from the year before. So it's probably wrong.
It's pronounced the same.
Our ancestors did have it. They got changed somewhere along the line. My ancestors come from Swiss Germany. And they ended up in Midway, Hebert Way, and they had a little store up there. And then my grandpa come down here in 1920 and bought the farm. 1914.
I know. This is a classic moment.
We will get this fixed. Okay,
wow.
So if this is the ad you've got right there, it's you're saying that it's wrong up here on this page? Which page is it misspelled on?
Let's see. Well, it must be here.
Suzanne,
can't see it.
Ray, Mary Jean, Tyler, Tammy, Doug, Stephanie, Carrie, Roy Bueller. It's on page 30.
I'm back. More. Yeah.
Thanks, good catch.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Ray Bueller with the E in it and Roy Bueller.
Yeah.
With the E in it. Should be taken out.
No E on Roy and Ray. Okay. If they're a Highland Bueller, they shouldn't have an E.
Yeah.
We can get that fixed, so I apologize.
No problem.
Okay.
I thought they were getting uppity with that E in there.
It makes us distinct.
Still sounds the same.
Will you please take care of ordering what trophies you think you're going to need, and I'll pay for them and pick them up.
Yeah, I'll get that order.
Same place as last year?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, Charlie.
I just was wondering what we're going to do for our hometown heroes. Are we going to honor veterans or?
Okay, so there is a guy in town. What is his name? Chuck told us. There's a guy in town who is in charge of the military every year when we do the flags at the first of the parade. And he's like the local unit commander, I think he said. Anyway, we talked to him asking what we could do, and he suggested doing a flag retirement and perhaps having him or get a couple of veterans to come in and tell their stories before that.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to get maybe somebody from Vietnam, somebody, you know, different wars, you know, mm-hmm. that they've been in.
We had a lot of men in World War II. A couple of them died. One of them lost an arm. I was just wondering how we could honor them somehow.
Yeah.
Most guys that were in World War II are gone. I don't know very many that are still alive. But
yeah.
If you give a history, it doesn't necessarily have to be alive.
Well, yeah.
Honoring the history, sure.
Pardon?
They don't necessarily have to be alive to honor them.
Right.
If I'm alive, you could honor me. You know. I got two cases of trophies.
Let's all brainstorm here. How can we're coming back? Okay, so okay. What are some good ways that we can through the week honor our hometown heroes? And maybe it's every day is a different day. Maybe one day is teachers, one day is police officers, one day is firemen. I mean, what ideas have you guys got?
Garbage day is Monday.
Okay, waste management gets money.
So in other words, hometown heroes are not necessarily veterans, they're other
people that serve us, doctors, nurses.
Mm-hmm.
That's actually Tuesday for garbage
festival. Yeah.
For
Monday.
Is that when you
put it on?
I was thinking the entire city was the same.
No.
Oh.
Where's Tuesday?
We used to be Thursday when we were on the other side of town. Yeah.
Oh.
I used to be for
the entire city was the same.
Well, they start you, so then if somebody is missed, they're still in town.
They
can come by and get you.
What if you did a collective, like luncheon in the pavilion, where you invite people from this city, you know, the waste management, the security, the veterans, everyone.
Senior dinner.
Yeah. Could we integrate that somehow into our kickoff dinner that the youth council is going to be doing? Because Ryder had mentioned something along those lines.
Well, if you do that, then it could be something as simple as just a name tag that says their name and what division they're in, you know, what they've done.
It's like kind of a ribbon, like a
blue
ribbon with the, I don't know, they,
like the you
gather ribbon
with
thing,
the
yeah.
things,
yeah, something like that. They make them
ribbons, okay.
Anybody else?
Who's leading the parade?
We haven't got a damn mercy yet.
You got to get a veteran for that.
The mayor
did choose
the grand marshal.
He's the grand marshal last year.
It's not been selected yet.
I recommended somebody to him, but I don't know.
There's a spot on the website people can go in, so every time somebody has a meeting.
Well, Country Corner, it's the 50th anniversary of opening that Country Corner.
50th?
Yep.
Before that, it was a Greenlands.
It was 1974.
Gas station.
But when we honored them at the chamber, the mayor honored them for the 50th anniversary, and they didn't know it was the 50th anniversary. The mayor gave them the history, and they go, "Oh, it is the 50th anniversary."
When we did the. All the pictures of the historic home.
I remember seeing that one.
Yeah, I have the original of the Country Corner store.
Yeah.
There, it would be really nice to give that to Kathy Baum.
That would be fantastic.
Can we incorporate that into our stage earlier?
I don't see why not.
Yeah, that'd be cool. That is fantastic. I mean, Highland to me was Country Corner. I didn't live here, but I knew when the Alpine Fence.
Yeah,
it was Highland, but when the Country Corner, it was like you could turn it to Purple Turtle. Go to Country Corner. That's Highland.
The picture's out there.
I think I have it out there. That's the original painting. We did have prints made. I think that's the original painting.
Would you be okay parting with that?
Yeah, I think Kathy Baum should have it.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
My mom went around and done every house Highland, put it in the Highland book and everything, all the old homes.
Yeah, we should do that. That's a great idea.
Fantastic.
And I also have, we had printed, I don't know what we could do with those, but we had greeting cards printed with the Country Corner on the front of them. I still have quite a few of them.
Anything you want like that, just get me the image and I can create it for you. You know, like a postcard or something like that. But I think that might be something we want to reserve for the 50 year of Highland, which is in what, 4 years?
77.
3 years,
that's right.
27. 3 years.
I remember Highland was just one ward. Mm-hmm. And the first split was in 1972.
Wow. We've been in 11
Now we've been
50,
it's been 51 years.
Oh, that's incredible.
And we have 5 states.
Yeah.
10 wards in each one.
I know.
Yeah. So when is the 50th anniversary?
What?
When is Highland's 50th anniversary?
77 is when incorporated.
We became a hot.
So it'd be 2027. That's when we incorporated.
Seventy-seven.
Mainly so we can take control over the land use, because the county was doing all kinds of bad stuff. So we wanted control over it, and so.
Can we reincorporate it this way?
We have a lot of problems this time.
Okay, so homework for everybody for all of your events. Let's see what you can come up with incorporating hometown heroes in your event.
Yeah.
Okay. Suzanne's already done it. Already there.
What she did?
Yeah,
she
that's my question. What'd you do?
I have categories because I didn't want it to just be superheroes. Started out that way, but then I thought, well, what about the doctors and the nurses and then the teachers and the athletes, you know, sometimes they're great role models. Not always.
Yeah, Pearl Bailey.
So, all the.
Pearl Bailey.
Good guys. So, there's just all the. I have categories so they can
dress up, because they always come dressed up, the babies.
Suzanne's my son won the Highland Baby Contest when he was 2. And he was almost 3, but he kind of squeaked into that
category. We don't care what
he won. He was, and he called his, I called his dad, and he tells his dad on the phone, "I'm the king of the baby contest." 33 now.
Well, we don't judge babies in ours, we just celebrate them. But I'm kind of going to surprise them, and I'm going to give something, some award or trophy or something, to the parents, because they're the real heroes.
Yeah, that's,
and they're the unsung heroes, because it's a hard job.
I don't know how many of you were here. When Suzanne's husband was the mayor, that year there was a big red heart that was lit up on the hill. Do you guys remember that?
Oh, at the H.
Yeah.
By the H
down.
Yeah,
was that for that long?
Yeah.
It was that for a long time, wasn't it?
It was a week. It was a week. We're going to work that into the budget we have given this year.
Oh, that's cool.
So we'll
yeah.
Especially, I was thinking the night we lighted up is the night
it
we're
was
doing
based
the
base down.
And lighted up that night.
On Monday.
Yeah. Face down there. And then the war ended. You got
okay.
The
you
he was in there 40.
We're good.
Charlie,
you already talked. Anything else? You two, anything else that we're missing for your events? I will get the guys to work the horseshoe pits.
Yeah, put some more sand in. I put the backhoe, the back boards on them.
Back boards are up? Okay. So we just need to be careful and replace those after.
Huh?
They'll have to take those down when they're...
Oh, no, they're up right now.
Okay.
They're up, probably. That'll keep the sand in a little better.
Nice.
Everything, hit the board and stay in.
So do you need more sand?
Yeah.
Okay, because we're going to take some up to the golf, disc golf place, too, so we might as well do both.
Okay.
Need more sand, horseshoes. Okay. Donna, what can we do for you?
We have not really started planning ours yet. But what we learned from last year is that we need to have a plan B, because last year so the storm hit the day of the kids' party and blew everything across.
Mm-hmm.
We started 3 different tents.
Okay.
Or 4 different tents.
This is what I've got for you. The night of kids' night, we'll have disc golf is going. There'll be pickleball tournament going. And we'll do our patriotic event. I have got the council chambers reserved just for you.
Okay.
And actually, it's reserved the whole week, so should we need it?
Yeah, we haven't jumped into planning that yet.
So we have a volunteer post first.
We do. We have a big event this Saturday.
This Saturday?
Yeah, it's our Fairy Tale Ball, Cinderella this year.
Oh.
Kids can interact.
Where's that?
Here at the council chambers.
For those of you who have not seen an event that Donna has done, that is absolutely amazing.
Super fun. Yeah. Super cute kids.
Okay.
Yeah.
You want to see this?
Yeah.
Okay. Donna, anything else?
Not for me yet.
Not yet. Okay.
I'm with her. I haven't started planning.
Planting or plan?
Either one.
Okay, are you okay? What have we got for you? Thursday night.
Is it Thursday?
Yeah. Let's pass this around. You can take one and pass it that way. This is my rough schedule of when everybody's kind of told me they wanted their events on. Take a look at these. If you're fine with it, just let me know if anybody has a problem with their day on there. Then that's what we can do. So Monday, kickoff event, medallion hunt, first crew given, youth art show registration, pickleball social. Tuesday, car show, baby celebration. Adult art show registration.
That starts July 29th or something.
Yes. And Monday the 29th. Sorry, I should put dates on them. Apologies. Tuesday we'll run another pickleball special. We want everybody out trying our fun new courts and enjoying them.
They sure have been full the last couple of days.
Yeah, they are.
Tournaments over there now.
Yeah, we're wondering if we should have put more in.
Yes.
Like,
wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's
a lot of cars over there just playing in the play yard.
Mm-hmm. So it's a beautiful playground.
It's
such a
great
place. Yeah,
that's great. It really is. Wednesday, we've got Kids Night, which is the library there. Disc golf will start. Pickleball tournaments will start that night. And we'll kind of split them out. The four different days on the pickleball tournaments to be, we'll have the social so everybody can try it, but then more of the beginners working their way to a 5.0 advanced on the other end. Disc golf starts, and then that'll be our kids' night, and our patriotic event will be that night. So we have the military plans on retiring the flag. We hope to find speakers to talk just a little bit from the four branches. Well, five if you count the Coast Guard. So hopefully. So if anybody has any good suggestions of people who could talk for maybe just about 5 minutes.
Where is that?
We have not chosen a location yet, but we will find somewhere where we can retire a flag as the essential part on that. So still looking, but we'll find somewhere. Has anybody ever... All those years of scouting, do they hold the flag retirement ceremonies around here? Charlie?
What?
Where they hold flag retirement ceremonies around here?
Down at Magnaport,
Mutual Vale.
Oh, yeah, Mutual Vale. That was fun. I mean, we will find somewhere.
Do you have a cemetery, veteran,
yeah, the cemetery
over there.
They have done it there, yeah.
Yeah. The mortuary will have connections.
I'll make some phone calls. Find location.
Yeah, the horseshoe buddy who he's in the patrol that does the taps, not taps, but the gun salute for the veterans in the valley.
You know, I can't go to one of those without crying.
I know.
Both sides of my family are heavily military. You know,
is that right?
You start thinking like everybody. You start thinking about who you've lost.
Right.
And I found out a new policy for veterans that we can salute in our clothes during that ceremony.
You can salute in your clothes for veterans?
For veterans.
I see.
In civil clothes. Without, which I have never done. That it's nice. I did it at a funeral that we had in Wyoming. It's a nice change. It's just
it nice.
Yeah, it's good.
It's an honor to be able to do that.
Mm. Yeah, a lot
Sorry,
of wars.
Big military.
A lot of wars still going on.
And our son in law just re-upped. God,
I got
Afghanistan once. Don't want to see him go back. But,
I got a son and 3 grandchildren who are in the military.
Three.
One's an officer.
Mm-hmm.
Grandchild. It's like, I'm not old enough, by the way.
Yeah.
Okay, so
I'm proud of him, though.
Yeah.
We'll get through Wednesday. Thursday, artist reception. Fireman's spray. Youth Council has the fireman's spray. Backyard garden tours. Disc golf will be going that night. Service project will be going inside here, the quilting, the mats that they make. And we'll also be doing food donations for Tabitha's Waste. We've got that all kind of in one place out here. Pickleball tournament's going. Friday, horseshoe tournament, the art show, and the art sale. Go what?
Strong man's thing going next, usually next to the horseshoe pits for that. Yeah, the conflict. They're usually.
They've always done Friday and Saturday. Did it bother
you? Yeah, and I'm going to be there Friday.
He wasn't on Friday. Though.
Oh, because we've moved you because of the distraction.
Because of my situation. Yeah.
Different.
It should be. Should
be
far enough
able
away.
To coexist, I would think, because you've got that the restroom like kind of right between.
Yeah, they'll be south of the tennis courts.
You're okay with that?
Yeah.
Just storming and intimidating.
Hit him with the horseshoe.
Ringer.
Okay, so let's see. Horseshoe tournament, art, and the art show sale that night, right? Okay. Our rodeo will be going.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool out there.
Where did they do the rodeo?
There's the North Equestrian Center. It's owned by the county. They were trying to split it up into Lehigh, American Fork, and Highland purchasing it and running it, but it's very expensive to run. The three cities haven't gone through that yet, so it's still the counties.
Oh. It's just down the hill, going toward Costco.
It's
a big
park.
They do some
unique events like what you would see at 4-H, like they still do the poles, and you don't see that in the rodeo very often.
No. That's cool. So these pickleball tournaments connect to each other for
there'll be different levels.
Okay.
So different levels, and we'll do probably a ton of little trophies for them. Or actually, the guy that's running has got prizes for him. So.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Who's in charge of rodeo?
It's the lady that's done it before. Why can't I not think of her name? Mm-hmm. It's Tammy Parker. And her daughter is going to help with her this year. I don't know if you saw the royalty last year not clinging around, but they all have their little tiaras because it's the only royalty we've got. We don't have a Miss Highland anymore, or Miss North in Utah County either. And so they came around to all of the events, and they had their horse gear on, and they had their little tiaras on top, and it was really cute. It was nice. It felt right. Like that. Low Run will be that night. Tammy said she wants to try it another way. We're going to get a little more creative. She would just as soon have the profits not go to the city and go straight to them. And we'll just work this a little bit differently. And instead of having her take the registrations, we'll have them go through the city registration site, and that'll keep things a little organized. Youth council events, and we are going to cross that off of there because you've already got the other two events going.
Right.
Okay. Strongman competition. Have you guys all been to watch the strongman competition things?
Yeah, it'd be right next to the horseshoe.
Yeah, the telephone pole. Right down there. Pickleball tournament, the last 2 days of pickleball will be our 4.5, 5.0 type levels. Art show and art sale, Shauna, on to Saturday. Do you need any help dismantling that Saturday night? Are you okay?
We don't do it on Saturday night. We're too tired. So I have it reserved for Monday so we can go in Monday.
Do the public works guys come in and help? Would you like them to?
They have done that before.
Are they nice to your screens? So I'm hearing some hesitation.
Yes, they're okay now. 1 year we had to take them downstairs and there was a problem, but now we're keeping them upstairs in that back room. Okay. So they don't have to haul them down the stairs. They're really heavy, and I didn't blame them because it's pretty.
I will come over and help you on Monday if you want.
Well, it takes guys. They're heavy. It takes guys.
If you need me to put in a work order for you, just let me know, okay?
Okay.
Okay, Grand Parade. Number one comment I got about the parade, everybody loved the parade and it was really great, and they especially liked the speakers announcing who was on the floats, and the number one comment is, can we have more of those?
Speakers?
Yep, announcers.
Announcers.
Along the path.
Announcers?
Along the path.
Along the path, so, yeah.
Okay, I have got one big speaker that is mine, not mine, but Job's mine, that is in the closet I've got in here.
Why do you need a karaoke machine? You can probably get enough people to.
Yeah, so you're welcome to borrow that big one if you want.
Okay.
following pipeline units or air conditioners.
Weird.
It's true, we've got a small room.
We can blast it out.
Okay. So we've got Jack's talked about Highland Games will be that same day. Donna, we're still going to use book sale.
Yep.
Okay. Are you taking care of that, or is that the?
I work closely with the Friends. The Friends of the library put it on, but I work closely with them.
Okay. So I'm going to put your name right for contact. Is that okay?
Yes, that's fine.
Perfect. Stage Entertainment's coming along nicely. This is going to be a fun night. I like that. Do we have the third act, third musical act yet, or are we still working on that?
I haven't solidified it, but it looks good.
I am working with Cabela's for the prize for the drawings. Should be a tent.
You're talking about the Freddy lookalike?
No, no. No, but that is so cool.
That is cool.
I don't have a lot of Freddie Mercury's walking around.
On the Saturday, they have the little contest, you know, everybody fills out the things, and there's a drawing for a prize, and so there's a family camping trip. So just when you look at last year's schedule, keep that part in there.
Okay. I'll probably get back with you sometime.
I love the lookalike contest. Oh my gosh.
We should do it.
Lookalike contest.
We gotta do that.
We can call it Freaky Freddy.
Yeah, Freaky Freddy.
Freaky Freddy contest.
We need the wife beater t-shirt.
What are those teeth called? The Billy Bob teeth.
Billy Bob teeth.
Okay, I love that. Food trucks, that falls with me. I'm working on them. Okay.
The food truck's going to be where? They're not at the new park, will they?
The food trucks will be, it depends on where we're doing the car show, and he's not here tonight. Hopefully we are doing the car show down there, and we will run food trucks there on the Tuesday night. If we have to, we'll be up on the lacrosse fields.
The issue is, and I talked to Andy about it, that the food truck power, which we wanted to use power, we don't want the generators right. running because it's too loud. It runs across, and we lose handicap accessibility.
Oh, he didn't tell me that. He did tell me, oh, no, we've got 10 of those things. You plug right in.
I know, but... we've got to figure out some way. If somebody comes with a wheelchair, we need to be able to accommodate them.
Mm-hmm.
I think up and over.
Well, there's these rubber things that can go over it.
Yeah,
I'll have Andy. I'll talk to Andy.
Yeah, Andy assured me we'd be okay. There's 230 parking spots there, so we should be able
there
to
is,
get
there. There is, but I don't know that he's thinking about the accessibility.
The sidewalks, yeah.
We just need
yeah.
one side. It doesn't have to be both directions. But you have the handicap stall there, then you have all these food trucks in that same area where the handicap parking is. They need to be able to get into the park. So I'll talk to Andy about that.
Thank you.
Do you have the car show at the Carriage Park?
We may have to move to Carriage Park then.
Yeah, where they, along the trees there in the parking lot.
But it almost...
They wanted some shade.
Yeah, they needed some shade. It was hot last year. I'm thinking maybe what we do. Do you guys remember where the pond used to be at Heritage Park? You know,
yeah.
So you've got that. That makes it a little bit hard to get through that one in like a lowrider car. My thought is maybe what if we do it where last year we had the bounce houses down by the church over in that area, and that's a little flatter, and we could pull in from the church down there. Might be a little bit better. Thoughts, any? Good enough. Plus, you'd have afternoon shade that afternoon. That's a huge bonus.
I have a question. So we have the two places now. How is it going to be divided up? Is everything switching to the new park, or are we going to have some?
We'll have some in both places.
Yeah, we'll have some
in some. And do we know what's in what? Like, are we going to set up the vendor stall?
It'll be centered around the main park, the new park.
As much as we can, and it depends on how far along we are. If we don't, the grass isn't in yet. We've got the pavilions there. There's the one bigger one and the other smaller, but it's not enough. We may have to be at Heritage Park one more year. In which case, we will flip. That's the backup plan.
And there's not a lot of space at the new park.
Well, where we had the bounce houses for the kids last year, we will move that over to that section for the stage and for people to sit. And we'll put the kids' bounce houses over where the stage was last year. So we will flip-flop that one a little.
Okay.
But if kids the road, do you mean? Where the pond used to be?
Closer to the fence by the church.
Where the baseball
field. Not where the baseball field is. Come out from the baseball field and then right in that area. It gets some lovely afternoon shade. And it'd also be where it rises up behind it. I think people could put picnic blankets out, you know, and sit and watch. And that might be kind of nice. It'd also get a good view of the fireworks from there. So the fireworks will light up in almost the center of the big green area by the junior high.
Will all the vendors be there too? Or are they going to be over there?
Vendors are going to
be at the other one.
They will be still down in Heritage Park, and they will be at the end where the stage was last year.
You probably would have grass in that park by the
August. Yeah, I wasn't looking hopeful on that. It would be lovely if it could. Do you think we'd have grass?
I don't.
But do you want people on it? We don't want people on it when it's brand new.
No.
I don't want them to say they want
it. No.
I don't think
we can count on that.
Next year, Sean, we're going to have a stage, and it's going to be really cool.
Okay, we just need money.
So
there we go.
She's so stupid because I tell her that every time. Everybody in here, these are brilliant minds in here. What is a way we could be doing some fundraising for said stage as part of the fling? Anybody ideas?
Everybody just wants to have fun.
You know, I really believe that we can find somebody who will build once the cement's poured. I really believe we can find somebody to build the structure. What that's going to cost, I don't know, because they were going to get what's his name?
Supposed to get back three quotes,
give me a ballpark figure of how much we need to raise. So, but you know, there's plenty of people are using that park, and I'm really hopeful. I think we can come up with it.
Okay. So, if anybody can, you can.
Yeah, but he told me not to move forward until. Not to move forward until he has a definite price range for it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We will plan on the other side then and have a contingency plan just in case.
I think it's going to be next year before we have the structure built.
Okay.
But if we got the cement poured, it would be awesome.
Okay. So stage entertainment, we're good on food trucks. If we have to, we'll put them where we did last year on the perimeters for two sides. DUP cabin tours are a go. Historical Society Museum, we talked about. We'll see what we can do about better signage for you.
Pardon?
We will try and get better signage for you. Okay?
Good, thank you.
Antique tractor display. Ray said he's a go on that one in the same area by the trees. Fireworks display, that's on me. I'm working on that. The vendor booths, they opened the first of the month for people to apply for that. That's set up and ready to go. Grand Marshal, soon the mayor gets to select the Grand Marshal, so once we have a name, we'll start working on that and finding some cool vehicle for him to ride.
And you said first and that's in April?
On which one?
When you said that the vendor registration opens up the first of the month, which month?
April.
Okay.
Robin,
yes.
I just had a thought. I was thinking about the Historical Society and the fact that they, that's really cool, the stuff that they have in there, mm-hmm. and they don't get that much traffic, right, during the fling. Would it be too difficult to move the stuff out to that big room downstairs? And
oh, I like that.
Eliminate the cab?
No,
the cabin stays there. That's the UP.
Yeah,
but you move it out into the big room on the right.
We could have signs out by that door and stuff that to draw people in there.
It'd be nice to have it there, but man, that's a lot of work.
It is a lot of work, but I don't know. It's just a thought. But
I like that.
I don't want to consider
that. More people would see it.
I think more people would come.
We'll talk about it. Our meeting is not until after.
They come in the arch and
see. Okay, you talk about it, but I think that.
Come to the arch
and see. I agree with you, and I think there's some activity we could do for children.
We're not going to use that this year, that big room, so.
Not going to use the big room?
No. The upstairs we are, but not downstairs.
Oh, downstairs.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I like that.
We could put balloons out there.
I'm 85 years old.
I didn't say you could do it.
You? Only 85.
You can
get
me. I'm not worried about that part.
Yeah.
We'll be fine.
We could
do cars and parade at different
times. We got some heavy
duty
guys on the
parade. Oh, I'd like that. And so you can have.
We have more resources and just a little bit. We have people.
Right.
Chuck Lowe's full of all the mayors that have happened. And Chuck Lowe's full of teachers and, you know,
so the
cheer for them. And then
teachers, medical.
Mm-hmm.
And we're missing a Philadelphia group.
We could have.
What?
Athletes, star athletes, the pickleball national champions in our city.
Yeah.
All right, I like that. That's great. Well, that's true. And I used to teach tennis too, so we were in the pickleball tour. Okay, anybody else? Any comments? Thank you all very much. Meeting adjourned.